God is a God of love. There's absolutely no doubt about that, which is why he won't let us rest on our laurels, why he won't let us sit smugly in our comfort zone, why he calls us to step out in zeal to serve him. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Complacency is one of the deadliest sins of all. It takes hold of our lives like a hidden cancer, immobilizing us, robbing us of God's plan for our lives. I used to wonder why my dad pushed me so hard when I was young. He never settled for second best. He always made sure I was stretched. All these years later, I can see what he was doing. He was making sure that as his beloved son, I'd reach my full potential. Our Father in heaven is no different. Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who are complacent, those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do ill. Their goods shall be plundered, their houses laid to waste. Though they build houses, they shall not inhabit them. Though they plant vineyards, they shall not drink wine from them. The vivid picture that the original Hebrew text paints of complacency is one of milk curdling and wine going sour. That's what complacency does. That smug sense of satisfaction leads us to a stagnant life, a spoiled life. Let's be very clear about this. Complacency has no place in the heart of any of God's people, neither yours nor mine. God has given you a unique gift that the rest of us don't have, and he means to put that gift to work for his glory. And what he's saying here to both of us, very clearly, is that if you don't use it, you'll lose it. That's God's word fresh for you today. I know, that's pretty in your face, but sometimes that's exactly what we need. There's such power in God's word to set our lives on the right course. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.